Physiological angulation requires no treatment other than clinical observation. If the clinical picture is doubtful, a long-standing X-ray of the lower limb is required for clarification. Once a pathological lesion is determined by X-ray, a differential diagnosis is needed to establish whether the deformity is idiopathic or a secondary condition. Furthermore, any associated deformities in other planes, for example, rotation or leg difference, should be evaluated. Pathological alignment should be treated for at least two reasons: to interrupt the vicious circle described by Uter-Volkmann law, and to prevent premature degeneration of the joint. Both of these conditions stem from abnormal load distribution. Guided growth should be considered every time a coronal deformity of the knee is, for instance, in a skeletally immature patient. Although comparative studies are lacking in literature, this technique has high success rate with few complications and a low impact on the patient and the family.